Farmers Market.
Yes, it is an Emporia Farmers Market winter market Saturday out at Waters Art. We're at 10 to noon, so a great selection again, as he just mentioned to you, 10 to noon winter farmers market coming up this Saturday out at Waters Hardware. It is 840.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us here at 840 City Manager Trey Cocking as we discuss winter weather response, specifically what's already happened and what may be in the hopper here for the next few days.
All right, Trey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chuck and Ron. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good. Yeah, doing really good. Roads look pretty good out there, Trey. Got to tell you.
The crews did an outstanding job. This was a good snow event. Obviously, we didn't have the ice that hindered us last time, but the crews really did do an outstanding job out there since 2. I drove around yesterday morning and, early on, and I was amazed at the job that they had done. And then yesterday and today, even this morning, things look really good. They are out spot trading today, and we'll work through it as necessary. At the end of the day, I just want to say I'm proud of the job that they've done.
Trey, obviously, we had a chance to talk at the Q&A with city officials here last week, and you'd mentioned here, about the possibility of maybe some changes in snow removal policies, procedures, personnel, equipment coming up. We've got a couple of different winter storm activities that at least are on our radar here Saturday, Tuesday specifically. Where are we at here when it comes to that conversation about, as you'd mentioned here, good practices, better practices, best practices for the city going forward and maybe making those adjustments?
As we are in snow season right now, we're able to kind of make some tactical adjustments. Those bigger strategic adjustments are something we have to plan for. The type of snow equipment we need, we can't just run to Walmart and Bluestem and buy it. Those are long lead time, significant orders. Possibly one of the things we're looking at is being able to do brine applications, doing pretreatment, which folks have seen in other cities. We don't have the ability to do that right now. That's something that we would like to add. We've made some tactical adjustments, and, this was just a much different event, too, without the ice. So that ice is really what hindered us, that ice under the snow. But then crews did make some tactical adjustments, trying to eliminate the windrows at intersections to make it easier for cars to get through. Downtown Commercial Street, we did push to the middle instead of pushing to the side. And now, our parks and facilities crews are out removing those snow piles from downtown. So we are seeing that those tactical adjustments did help with this event. Obviously, this was a smaller event. Looks like we might get a larger event next Tuesday. Right now, Saturday, don't have a full, that keeps on coming and going. That may just be a spot treatment type of event right now, but we'll keep an eye on that as well.
So you mentioned you're not able to pre-treat. What do you need to perform that function, Trey?
Those are really big brine tanks that you have to have to mix that brine. And then you have to have the tanks on the trucks to be able to spread that brine. Just different equipment than we have right now. And it's equipment we're going to talk about buying for the 25-26 season.
Well, that kind of brings up the budgetary cost of that. First off, how much would brine equipment set the city back? But also, how much would maybe some of these other adjustments, whether they're surging earlier into the regular routes, changing the routes, getting deeper into residential areas, how much would we possibly be looking at as far as the budgetary impact of that here on the city budget?
We're still working on that. We think that brine equipment is at least a six-figure purchase, but we're still developing those cost estimates. Obviously, to hit every residential street within 48 hours would involve additional trucks, additional crews, or at least significant cross-training of crews. So we're still trying to figure out what that would look like. what type of, standby, what type of folks could we move in and would have availability to do some of those things if we're going to hit every residential street. It's been a 20-plus year practice of not doing every residential street. That's really just been, my understanding is we've only tried to do residentials twice in the last decade, big storm that we had in 11 or 13. And then we tried this time, and we were just January storm, and we were just so ice-packed that stuff would not budge.
So did you have all of your snow-moving equipment in action, or you still had some machines in the shop, right?
Yep. Everything was up and running. Both graders were going, and all three plows were out. I saw all three of them. I saw both graders, and I saw all three plows yesterday as I was driving around doing my checks. So everything was running. The one thing we have been battling is some illness among our crews. It's that time of year, and we have had some folks who have been hit with the bug. So unfortunately, we had enough folks that we could run operations yesterday.
Really quickly here, Trey, you mentioned here about the forecast kind of literally up in the air here for this weekend and also on Tuesday, but is there a possibility that some of these tactical adjustments that were made here for yesterday could wind up becoming at least short-term kind of the standard operating procedure here for the next two storms to come, regardless of the fact that it looks like they're at least now looking pretty different as to what they could bring to the table?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to use these. I think everybody feels good about these techniques that the crews used yesterday. Obviously, I saw yesterday that we might get 7 to 9 inches on Tuesday. That's a much different storm. That's a lot of snow that's going to have to be pushed. Then again, we're 4 days out, and that may turn down to 2 inches, or that may turn up to 14 inches. You just never know when you're this far out.
Okay. Trey, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning, either when it comes to yesterday or maybe the path forward?
Appreciate everybody who gave us time yesterday to get out, hit the streets. And, really, I think the one thing folks need to know is their crews worked hard, and all the main thoroughfares and secondaries are open and looking good this morning.
All right, Trey, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Trey.
Right, Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking. Post snow removal update right there.
Yeah, and quite well possibly, kind of in between, depending on how things happen here for Saturday and for Tuesday. So we'll definitely keep you posted on that. But clearly good news here when you look at the city's main streets, and also you look at candrive.gov, or if you've been out in Lyon County with the paved roads, and I think a number of the gravel roads as well, things looking, all things considered, not bad after getting 2 to 4 inches of snowfall. And, we'll keep you posted here on how things develop here for Saturday and for Tuesday. And also wanted to let you know that tomorrow we're going to be talking a little bit about winter storm matters, but in a completely different vein. And I do use the pun on purpose because we'll have Red Cross spokesperson Jane Blocker with Red Cross Central Plains talking about the need for blood donations specifically after emergencies, including winter storms. So that'll be our 820 Newsmaker 2 seconds. Tomorrow morning.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Chuck Samples from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom. It is 8:48. Temperature is at 1 below, wind chill minus 12 out there here on a Thursday morning. Good morning. Don't miss International Polka Hall of Famers Molly B. and Squeeze Box in Harrington, Kansas. Join them Friday, February 21st for a spaghetti dinner at 5:30, dancing from 6.